The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Rebound brought down by Williams, his first board. Up ahead, the Stars lose control. Kearney Catholic got it. Pierce grabs it, shoots it, misses it. Cam Moore got it. He got Kitten in the air, and he scored on the foul. Cam Moore got him in the air once, didn't shoot it. Then pump faked him again, and Kitten got him the second time.
Tonight, it's the final boys' game of the season as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Adams Central Patriots. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
We're tied, full court pressure. Kearney Catholic gets it into John Masker. Left hand dribble, outlet pass, front court, Holtmeyer, 4 seconds. He'll kick it out, Cam Moore. Moore down the lane, right hand scoop, shot is up and in, and Kearney Catholic wins at the buzzer.
Both of these teams are preparing for the postseason, and nothing would help better than a win. It's the Adams Central Patriots and Kearney Catholic Stars battling on your ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney Catholic High School with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter.
Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum here at Kearney Catholic High School. As, well, it's the traditional wrap-up to the high school basketball regular season when Kearney Catholic will host Adams Central or vice versa in the last regular season boys basketball game of the year for both of these two schools. And traditionally, it's on this Friday night, the last regular season Friday night. And unless there's a snow date, usually people don't play on Saturday, so this will wrap things up for the regular season as these two teams want to kind of get themselves positioned with a little bit of momentum as they'll head into the postseason starting next week. Adams Central, one of the better teams in Class B. In fact, they're number 4 in terms of wild card points, and that's really kind of the rankings right now that are going to be somewhat important. They'll find out early next week. They'll find out on Tuesday what their schedule, where they're going to be playing, and who they'll be matching up with in the B5 district tournament, where most assuredly they'll be the number 1 overall seed. Kearney Catholic will hit the road and play at Lexington on Tuesday, where they'll be taking on Cozad in the C-110. That's already been determined. Classes A and B, they wait until the end of the regular season, and then they'll make sure they get everything double-checked on Monday and release that information, I believe, on Tuesday to decide where they're at. But actually, tomorrow, you'll have a very good idea of exactly what those matchups are going to be if you take a look at the NSAA website. These two teams have gotten together before. Adams Central, on their home court during the conference tournament, rolled against Kearney Catholic by a final of 70-51. Now a little role reversal, as now they're going to be playing here. The Stars will at their friendly confines, but again, an outstanding basketball team from Adams Central who will be in action here, who walked away with the Luplac Conference Tournament Championship and has been on an absolute roll as they have 3 losses. One of them was when one of their better players was hurt, and Bennington had a very strong post player that gave the Patriots some problems. They also, their only 2 other losses came in overtime to Grand Island Central Catholic, an outstanding team in Class C1, as well as the crosstown rivals from St. Cecilia, who is the real deal in Class C2, who got the Patriots just about 10 days ago or so. Kearney Catholic comes in 14-9. Adams Central is 19-3. And it's always interesting when these two teams get together, but the Patriots will be a decided favorite here, even though Kearney Catholic will have the home court advantage. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here. Time now for our starting lineup. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin first ball for Adams Central. They'll be in their road blue uniforms. And their starting lineup will be Garrett Sittner, a 6'1 junior that averages 7.7 points per ball game. David Boland is 6'1 and a sophomore. He averages 16.5 points a contest. Connor Nelson, 5'10 junior, averages 7.2 points a game. Kyler Wormstadt, 5'10 and a junior, averages an even 10 points a night. And Evan Lindblad is 6'6 and a very strong senior. He averages 8.7 points per ball game. Here for the Kearney Catholic Stars will be Tyler Mestel, a 5'11 junior who averages 4.5 points a game. Zach Jackson is 6'1 and a senior. Jackson averages 11.8 points a game. Brady Holtmeyer, 5'11 and a sophomore. He is averaging 11.3 points a ball game. John Masker, 6'2 and a senior, averages 8.5 points a game. And Harrison Pierce will round out the starting lineup. He averages 4.5 points a ball game here for head coach Scott Carlin. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be furthering along our New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're here at Kearney Catholic High School. Adams Central taking on the Stars and what is always the traditional wrap-up to the regular season in, boys and girls basketball. Don't forget, of course, we'll have plenty of district basketball for you coming up on our myriad of stations next week. All these games will be next Friday as St. Cecilia will be in Centura. We'll be taking on Centura on KJS Radio. Kearney Catholic will battle Central City on ESPN right here on ESPN. PM and Blue Hill will be taking on Axtell on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Don't forget, going on right now on Classic Hits 98.9, Doug Duda, Bill Lentz, and the crew, they're out there at the state wrestling tournament in Omaha as they'll continue to give you action from they're doing some wrestle back, the consolation matches earlier in the evening. They'll have the semifinals coming up later tonight as both these two teams, two schools, are well represented there in Omaha as well. And again, those matches are being covered live on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Well, Adams Central has been introduced. As we mentioned, they're in their dark blue uniforms with the white numbers, a little bit of red trim on there. So they got the school colors of the Patriots, the red, white, and blue, well represented. Kearney Catholic, of course, will be in their home white uniforms with the green numbers, letters, and trim, and a little bit of gold around the stars written across the front as well as the numbers as well. So the stars in their home whites, Adams Central in their road dark blues, and we're just about ready to get this one underway. One last break. We'll be back with a tip for the Patriots and the Stars right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. And the tip in the air, Lindblad is able to tip it over to the Patriots, so they've got first possession of the ball here as they're taking on the Stars on their home court. They'll get in the offensive end. Nelson kicks later left side for Wormstead. Wormstead on the dribble, picked up man-to-man, kicks right side for Sittner, and Sittner's going to drain a three. Great start to the ball game here for the Patriots. Get a nice open look. They drain a three-pointer, and then the offensive end comes Jackson. He'll give it to Mestel, enters it inside for Harrison Pierce. Pierce backs back in, puts up the shot, and he's going to be fouled, and that'll be the first foul of the game against either team. It goes against Connor Nelson, and Nelson, his first, team's first, and to the line shooting two is going to be Harrison Pierce. And the first free throw for Pierce up, and he'll bring it home. And the first point of the ball game here for the Stars comes from Harrison Pierce. Pierce on the season, about a 51% free throw shooter. Second free throw is up and good, so he makes both of them here. And so both teams scoring on their first possession. In the offensive end comes Bolin. Bolin's going to give it top of the circle. A little spin move there for Sittner. Sittner's going to kick right side. A little penetration here by Nelson. Nelson's going to back up. He's going to fire a three. No good. And then the rebound by Lindblad. And Lindblad is able to make it in. So a nice little putback there by Evan Lindblad. And it's now 5-2. Two possessions for the Patriots. They got 5 points to show for it. A little spin move in the lane here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's shot's going to be no good. And rebounded by the Patriots. On the run here is going to be Bolin. Bolin's going to pull up. He's going to shoot a three, and he's going to hit a three. So Bolin drains the three-pointer. And great start here for Adams Central. Now Kearney Catholic, a little move in the lane. They lose the basketball. Adams Central in transition, gets up ahead here. It's going to be Sittner. Sittner works around the perimeter. They get it off here right side for Bolin. Bolin kicks it back out here for Sittner. And they're just playing a little catch here on this left side. Now they'll enter it inside for Lindblad. Lindblad being double-teamed, throws it in the corner. There's Nelson, and Nelson will hit another three-pointer. Connor Nelson drains the three-pointer, and Adams Central right now has hit three-pointers. They're three out of four from behind the arc. They lead it 11-2 to start the ball game. A little penetration here on the bounce is going to be Holtmeyer. He'll set a screen as he gets it over to Mestel. Back to Holtmeyer on that left side. Holtmeyer can't shoot over the top of Lindblad. Now he'll back in, though, and now give it to Masker. Masker drives, dishes it. Jackson, he'll open for three, and his three-pointer is going to be no good and rebounded by Lindblad. So Patriots hold defensively, and they're on the dribble here. Bolin in the offensive end, throws it on that left side, and it's last touch by Adams Central. Nice defensive play here by Holtmeyer to force the Adams Central turnover. Stars making a myriad of changes here as Bryce James, Nathan Williams, and Cam Moore are all going to check in. Holtmeyer and Jackson staying out there for the Stars, who trail it right now 11-2. A very hot start here for the Patriots in terms of shooting the basketball. Moore gets it to Williams on the baseline, back out to Cam Moore, and they'll work it back around here, around the perimeter. Jackson has it. Jackson can't shoot over the top of Wormstead, so they'll work it back around the perimeter again. They get it off here for James. James dribbles to the free throw line, out for Williams. Williams is going to penetrate, stop in the lane, gets it out to Holtmeyer. He'll shoot over the top of Lindblad. Shot's a little bit short, though, and the rebound's going to be out to the Patriots, and a foul here on Kearney Catholic. Nelson pulled down the rebound. They grabbed at the ball, and that'll be a foul. And checking in for the Patriots here is going to be Luke Goldenstein. So Goldie will inbound it here and get the ball up ahead here for Bolin. By the way, the foul was on Moore. And for Cam Moore, that'll be his first foul of the ball game. Around the perimeter we go. Now they get it inside for Lindblad. He's going to shoot over the top of Williams, and he'll bring it in. Again, great start here for Adams Central, who now lead at 13-2. And immediately kind of taking the Kearney Catholic student body out of it. They're not making a peep over there. They make more noise than the library. Right side, they'll get the ball over to James. Nice backdoor cut inside from Cam Moore, and Moore will get the bucket. Great pass from the baseline there by Williams, and Williams here knocks the ball loose, but he runs out of real estate, tried to save it into the hands of James, but runs out of room, and so it will stay with Adams Central here with 4:34 to go in quarter number one. 13-4. And now driving here is going to be Bolin. Bolin kicks higher on the left side for Wormstead. Gets it inside for Lindblad. Lindblad's going to kick it out. Open for three is Nelson. Nelson does something that doesn't happen very often. He misses a shot. Patriots had been 3 out of 4 from behind the arc, but the miss there. Rebounded by Moore. And Holtmeyer is going to drive. Has his shot blocked and then rebounded by Lindblad. Lindblad's going to kick the ball up ahead here in transition. With it is Goldenstein. Goldenstein will get it out here for Bolin. Bolin, he's going to fire the three. They've missed now two in a row and rebounded by Williams. So here comes Kearney Catholic as Jackson will drive the baseline, take it off glass, and now he'll go to the line and have two shots as he was impeded on his way to the basket. And it'll be a foul here on Kyler Wormstead. So stepping to the line here will be Jackson shooting two, and the first one hits the front of the rim, and it's a little bit short. So Zach Jackson will have one more free throw coming up here after the miss. Mestel checks back in. And Sittner also checking back in here for Adams Central. Second free throw by Jackson is up and in. So Jackson makes the free throw, makes the second one, and it's now 13-5. Adams Central is led throughout here as they start the game, hitting 3 of 4 3-pointers to start the game. Bolin gives it right wing here for Sittner, around the perimeter, back to Bolin. Off a screen, they'll give it left side for Wormstead. Wormstead throws it in the corner for Nelson. Nelson, well covered there by James, and then a little pick and roll. They'll get it off here on the baseline for Cale Pleak, and Pleak will drive in and get fouled. He's in the act of shooting, so he'll be shooting two here. Nice little pick and roll from the perimeter along that baseline. And now Pleak will be shooting two as Mestel's called for his first foul. So Pleak's free throw is up and good. Checking in here for Kearney Catholic, going to be Masker. Well, we'll just give you their lineup right now. It's Holtmeyer, Masker, James, Pierce, and Mestel for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw by Pleak is up and good. He makes both free throws. He'll come out of the ball game. Checking in for him is going to be Dylan Steinkruger. So Steinkruger and Sittner. Also out there is Wormstead. And on the far side is Pleak. He did stay in the ball game. And so the ball's on the left side here for Pierce. He gives it top of the circle for Mestel. Man-to-man goes Adams Central. Mestel will drive. Tough-looking shot, won't fall, trying to get the rebound, and I think he went over the back, and that will be his second foul here in the last about 30 seconds. So that's now 3 team fouls here on Kearney Catholic. And they're going to give it to number 1, not number 10, so it's going to be on Bryce James. That'll be his first foul. So on the bounce here for the Patriots, going to be Wormstead. Wormstead in the offensive end, picked up by James, and he'll give it between the circles here for Pleak. Pleak, he's going to fire the three. No good. Long rebound out to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer throws it up ahead for James. Into the corner, Mestel. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. Tyler Mestel with the three-pointer. And that now will make it a 7-point ball game. On the baseline in transition is Nelson. He'll jump stop in the lane. Nice little floater. Good. Beautiful jump stop. As he went down just like a deer, it was just boing, right back up in the air, and he hit the jumper right after the jump stop. Masker's got it on the baseline, outside the lane. He'll turn around, fade away. His shot no good. Holtmeyer with the rebound. Holtmeyer takes it off, tries to take it off glass. It's blocked out of bounds by Adams Central, and it will stay here with Kearney Catholic. So Starrs missed a couple of shots, but Holtmeyer does pull down the rebound here. Shot blocked out of bounds by the Patriots, so the Starrs will inbound. Pierce to trigger it in, and he'll get it in for Mestel. Mestel missed the bunny. Mestel gets his own rebound, falls down, but on the way, he's able to roll it out for Masker, and Masker will hit the three. So John Masker drains the three-pointer. So in transition on the run here is going to be Nelson. Nelson works it back around. 2:05 to go here, quarter number one, 17-11. Very quick pace to the ball game. Lindblad checked in a little bit ago, and he's working around perimeter. He's got it top of the key. He'll give it off right side here for Nelson. Nelson throws it over there for Sittner. Sittner is going to fire a three. It's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. It was pulled down by the Patriots, and getting the rebound out of there was Bolin. Bolin was pushed, and so that'll be now the fourth team foul here on the Stars. Second personal foul on Bryce James. So Bolin to toss in on the baseline, and they'll bring James out of the game. And they'll bring the ball around here to Wormstead. Will the Patriots? They get it inside for Lindblad. Lindblad will hit the bucket, and Holtmeyer steps into a foul. So Lindblad with the chance for the and one here, as Holtmeyer called for the foul. And he walked into Lindblad, and you really just can't get away with that. The free throw is up and good for Lindblad. So right now he's got 7 points in the game. 20-11. Again, a 9-point lead here for the Patriots. Pass down low, goes off the hands. And I think we got a foul. Went off the hands of Holtmeyer. But they're going to say that Lindblad committed a little pushing foul, trying to get to the ball. That'll be his first foul. And so the Stars will inbound it. Mestel gets it from the free throw line. Back out for Masker. Top of the circle for Jackson. Jackson dribbles to the elbow, and he'll kick the ball off your left side, and Kearney Catholic took an extra step over there, and they'll turn it over. 20-11. 9-point lead here for Adams Central. They started the game on an 11-2 run. Had that lead cut down a little bit. Now it's back out to 9 here with a minute 22 to go. With it is going to be number 2, David Bolin. He'll give off here on the left side for Nelson. Nelson off the screen, gives the top of the circle for Sittner, gets it inside for Lindblad. Lindblad has a shot blocked by Jackson. Jackson comes up with it after the block, and then the defensive rebound. And in the offensive end we go as they kick it up ahead for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer left-handed drive. Shot won't fall, but the lefty will head back to the free throw line and have two shots. And the foul is going to be on Steinkruger, his first. And again, both these two teams really like to run the floor. They'll shoot around the perimeter, but they like to attack you and shoot early on in the possession. Free throw is no good. So Adams Central with that 9-point lead still. Lindblad down low, boxing out as the free throw is missed, but Holtmeyer is able to track it down. So Holtmeyer gets his own offensive rebound, and they'll give it out for Jackson. Jackson will drive the baseline left side. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound by Jackson. So Jackson pulls it down, gives it down top of the circle. Now right side, Jackson has it back. Cam Moore had it a moment ago. Now Harrison Pierce has it on the right side. Skip over for Moore. Moore's going to drive the lane, and he misses the layup. Rebounded by Lindblad. So Lindblad pulls down the rebound. A great look there for Kearney Catholic. Can't get the shot to fall. And with 33 seconds left, we'll see if the Patriots can do something uncharacteristic and milk the clock here a little bit. Both these two teams have attacked very early on, but now a little patience being shown here by Adams Central. They'll give it off on the left side here for Wormstead. Now inside for Lindblad. Lindblad back the iron, and the ball sticks. It goes up and is caught in that spot between the glass and the iron, and it will be a jump ball here. Kearney Catholic has the possession arrow pointing their way, so it will be their ball. And they'll have some time to do something with it. 16.6 to go. Quarter number one. Adams Central has led throughout, and they lead it now 20-11. Jackson in the offensive end gives it to Masker on the right side. 10 seconds left. Back to Jackson. Long NBA three. That's going to be no good. In the corner, it goes out of bounds with 3.6 left. It was last touched by the Stars. So the Patriots will have it with not a lot of time to make something happen. David Bolin's going to check in. And we'll see if those practices on Thursdays, when you work on a little bit of game situation, how it works out here for Adams Central. They'll inbound it for Bolin. Bolin gives it to the right side. They're going to fire a half-court shot, and it's going to be a little bit short here for Kyler Wormstead and well covered by Kearney Catholic. So one quarter's in the books, and a great start here for the Patriots as Adams Central leads Kearney Catholic 20-11. We'll return to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth for the second quarter right after this.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And what a great start to the game here for the Patriots. They have a 20-11 lead as we start the second quarter. And they'll kick the ball on the baseline, losing the ball momentarily, and they're going to call it a double dribble. David Boland has just turned it over. So turnover here on the Patriots on their first possession, which is... contrast after their first possession of the ball game, where they drained a three-pointer. They hit their first three shots of the game and had an early 8-2 lead. On the left side with it is Masker. Masker well behind the three-point arc, gives it out now for Jackson. Jackson dribbles top of the key, gives it left side for Masker. He'll fire a three. That's going to be no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and last to touch it was Boland, so it will be the Stars basketball. Nathan Williams going to check back in here for the Stars. He'll come in. Pierce will come out, so Cam Moore will inbound it. Holtmeyer, Masker, and Jackson out there right now for the Stars. Ball inbounded for Masker. Masker, well defensed there by Boland, and they'll get the ball off to Williams. Williams puts up a tough shot. No good. Rebounded by Moore. He'll give it to Jackson now, top of the circle. Back out to Moore. Jackson now on the right wing behind the arc. Uses up the dribble, trying to get to Holtmeyer. That's a tough pass for Holtmeyer to kind of handle, and Kearney Catholic has turned it over. Loose ball picked up here by Wormstead. He'll bring the offensive end. Lindblad's going to set a nice screen for him. Kick in the corner left side for Nelson. Nelson's going to drive. A lot of contact. Masker comes up with it, and then we're going to have a foul here, trying to get the ball back on Adam Central. So Masker got the rebound there after a missed shot, and then reaching in for the ball is going to be Nelson. Nelson's going to be called for his second foul. That might be a break because Lindblad could have been called for that foul just as easy. So Moore will bring up. Stars trailing it now, 22-11. 9-point lead for the Adams Central Patriots. On the dribble here is going to be Moore. He'll give it right side for Holtmeyer. Now on the baseline, Jackson has it. Jackson backs up to the three-point line, gives it for Williams. Now in the corner is going to be Moore. Back out to Holtmeyer on that left elbow. He'll take it now top of the key with a pass over to Jackson. Sets a screen for Jackson. Jackson dribbles to an open area, a little jump stop, creates some space, and he'll hit about an 8-foot jumper on the right wing. 20-13, 7-point lead for Adams Central, and they've got the rock. On the dribble here is going to be Boland. He gives off here on the left side. Now penetration by Cale Pleak. Pleak shut off by the Stars. And a turnover here on Adams Central. Loose ball in the hands of Jackson. Jackson's going to drive in. Left-hand layup shot won't fall. Long rebound is going to be picked up in the corner over there by Boland. And so Boland pulls down the rebound. And in the offensive end, here we go. Dribble right side. Wormstack hits in the corner for Sittner. Back out top of the circle here for Boland. Boland fires a three, no good. And Nathan Williams with the rebound. Williams will give it up ahead here for Jackson. Both these two teams almost exclusively man-to-man so far here in the ballgame. Right side, Masker will give it off now in the corner for Moore. Holtmeyer in the lane. Pass is going to be deflected. Nice hands over there by Wormstead, but Jackson is able to track it down, so the Stars still have it. They get at the elbow. Turnaround jumper here for Holtmeyer. His shot's going to be no good. And falling down, rebounding it, and we're going to get a timeout. A lot of groans from the Adams Central folks when they heard the whistle blow, but Cale Pleak came down with the rebound, and Zach Foster realized that, you know, if I don't get a timeout, we might get a turnover. So he calls the timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Well, the scoring pace and the pace of this game certainly has slowed down here in the second quarter. We've played over 2.5 minutes and only have one bucket to show for it. That belongs to Kearney Catholic, who still trails it now 20-13. But a nice timeout here for Adams Central to preserve the possession. And again, you can't fall in love with the three-pointer too much. Both these two teams can kind of fall prey to that. Adams Central was very hot early on. And now they need to maybe work the offense. And they do have a size advantage with Evan Lindblad. And Lindblad off to a good start here. He's got 7 points in the game. So after the Patriots call the timeout, they'll inbound the basketball, face no pressure at all until they get to midcourt. And they'll get it off for Sittner on that right side. Sittner gives it to Lindblad on the left wing. Lindblad now will set a little screen on the dribble here. It's going to be Wormstead. They'll enter it down low here for Lindblad. He'll kick it out, open for the three. It's Sittner. Sittner, a good look at the three. It won't fall, and then we got a foul on the rebound. Mest will pull down the bound here for Kearney Catholic. And again, the Patriots trying to get the ball back. Going to be called for a little reach here with 5 minutes to go, and that'll be the first foul of the game here on Cale Pleak. So Jackson in the offensive end, gives it off on the right side for Moore. Moore had the ball knocked in the air there. Nice hands there by Nelson. And they'll give it off here on the left side. Dribbling is going to be Jackson. Jackson gets it in the lane. Now Moore's got it on the right side. Moore has a mismatch as he dribbles around Evan Lindblad. Kicks it over there for Jackson, and Jackson will hit a three. That one may have had snow on it when it came down because the defender was flying out to him, and he had to shoot over the top of Cale Pleak and those 6'3 stature with long arms. Yeah, they put that up in the air. Sittner working against Williams. Will kick now right side for Bolin. Bolin dribbles to the elbow. Nice-looking jumper there. Doesn't fall, though, and rebounded by Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer will pull it down, give it to Jackson. 4:09 to go. Now Williams has it. He'll work the lane. Little runner, short. Rebound by Lindblad. And Adams Central is on the run. They'll slow it down a little bit now. They give it off here on the left side. Bolin, he's open for three. He's going to shoot it. Doesn't fall. Rebounded by Mestel. Long pass out here for Moore, and Moore's going to lay it up and in. Well, great outlet pass after the rebound there by Tyler Mestel, and we'll give him credit for an assist as well. In the lane, a little one-handed bunny shot here by Wormstead. That doesn't fall. Mestel pulls down another defensive rebound. This time his outlet pass isn't near as long. Holtmeyer gets it back. He'll try a trail three, and he hits the three. Five straight points here for Kearney Catholic, and they've now taken the lead. Well, check that. They've actually scored 10 straight points to start the second quarter. Adams Central has yet to score here in the quarter. Stars with a 21-20 lead. Their first lead of the ball game. Jumper on that right side. Three-pointer won't fall on that left wing. Good look there by Bolin. It won't fall, and another rebound for Mestel. Jackson has it, and now Williams, he'll try to shoot a three, does shoot it, missed it, rebound, tipped out Jackson, he'll try a three, that's no good, and finally pulling down the rebound is going to be Bolin. So Bolin comes up with it, long outlet pass is going to be intercepted here by Kearney Catholic. Nestle may have been poked in the face, and we're going to have a little timeout here for the Stars. They have possession of it after the Adams Central turnover, and this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 2:39 to go here, second quarter. Kearney Catholic on top, 21-20. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 2:39 to go here, second quarter. The Stars with 10 straight points here in the second quarter, and they've taken the lead from Adams Central. They lead it now 21-20, and right now a big goose egg for the Adams Central offense here in the second quarter. Stars with the lead and the basketball. In the offensive end is going to come Masker. Gives screen here from Williams. Dribbles to the right side. Hands it back to Jackson. Jackson gives it off on the right side. Entry pass inside for Williams now. Williams, a little pull-up jumper. Good. Williams, a nice little turnaround jumper. And Nathan Williams gets his first bucket of the night. Stars with their largest lead now, 23-20. On the dribble here is going to be Wormstead. Wormstead working against Williams, drives through, bumps into Williams, but Williams is going to be called for the foul here. And again, a nice job of attacking there by Adams Central as Wormstead knifing in. It's before the shot. And that now will be six fouls against Kearney Catholic. Both teams have committed six fouls, so both teams technically aren't in the bonus, but they really are, as Williams called for his first. Ball inbounded here from Boland. Boland has it stripped away. Adams Central turns it over. With the drive here is going to be Pierce. Pierce can't get the shot to fall, and it's going to be rebounded by the Patriots. Snagging the bound on the dribble here is going to be Boland. He'll kick here left side for Nelson. Nelson kicks into the corner. There's Wormstead. Wormstead is going to dribble out to between the circles here as he's picked up there by Masker. Masker screened off, so they'll shoot the three-pointer. Will the Patriots? It's a miss, and the rebound to Harrison Pierce. He'll dribble, give it back out to Jackson. He's open for three, another high three that's a little bit short, and it goes out of bounds, and last touch by the Stars. Harrison Pierce couldn't get his hands on it, but it was not for lack of effort as he dove for the basketball and just couldn't do anything with it when he touched it. Mestel and Moore going to check back in here for Kearney Catholic. For Adams Central, it's Wormstead, Boland bringing it up court. Waiting for him are going to be Sittner, Lindblad, and Nelson. So ball now on the left side for Sittner. He'll give it top of the circle for Wormstead. Wormstead off a screen, gets it now right side for Boland. Boland fires a three. That one is no good after a hot start. Adams Central is cooled down from behind the arc. Rebound out to Moore, and here come the Stars. Little ball fake in the lane for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer now will drive and score. When he caught it, before he started his dribble, he got a couple of defenders out of position by faking the shot and then was able to drive past him when they were in the air. So the Stars now have a 25-20 lead, and we're going to have a charge. Collecting the charge in underneath is Mestel, and they'll put a fist in the air after Wormstead ran into him. And Kyle Wormstead is going to be called for his second foul of the game. Nice defensive play there from Mestel. And the Stars have not given up a point here to Adams Central in the second quarter. Patriots led it 20-11 at the end of one. It's now 25-20. Stars with now a five-point lead. And they'll milk the clock, I'm sure, a little bit here as across the timeline comes Cam Moore. And he'll direct traffic. Not even close enough for a five-second count as he gives the ball over for Zach Jackson. Jackson gives it to Masker. Masker is closely guarded and gives it back out to Jackson. 30 seconds left. Jackson with the dribble, has it at the jump circle, gives it right side for Masker. Now Mestel has it. Nobody's close to him. Now the five-second count will start, and he'll give it off to Holtmeyer. They're milking the clock here, 20 seconds left, and Holtmeyer's used up his dribble, and he'll give it out here for Cam Moore. Moore facing a little bit of pressure here by Steinkruger. And on the dribble is going to be Masker. He'll give it off right side for Jackson. 6 seconds left. Pass going to be intercepted by Steinkruger. Steinkruger, 3 seconds left, trying to pass it out. Gets it out here for Boland. Boland can't get off a 60-foot shot at the end of the second quarter as Kearney Catholic turns it over late. But they have shut down Adams Central in the second quarter. The Patriots don't score in the quarter, and Kearney Catholic heads to the locker room with a 25-20 lead over the Patriots. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Want to remind you that we have coverage of the state wrestling tournament going on right now on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here we're at halftime where Kearney Catholic has the lead over Adams Central in boys basketball. Last regular season boys game of the year for us on our network of stations, 25-20. The Stars have the lead after Adams Central did not score at all in that second quarter. So the Stars outscore the Patriots 14-0 in the quarter and now have that 25-20 lead here at intermission. You may hear it in the background as the Lucky Stars dance team is performing here at Cope Coliseum. And again, you got to just tip your hat to classic 80s music like Pat Benatar being used by today's generation. Somebody raised those girls right. Let me just say that right now. Let's take a look at some of the team numbers that we have for you unofficially. We're still tolling up some rebounding numbers here. As Kearney Catholic right now, in terms of rebounding, has a 17-10 lead. Excuse me, an 18-9 lead. I did my math backwards there. So right now, Kearney Catholic dominating the boards, 18-9 here in the first half, a 2-1 rebounding margin. The shooting has cooled down here for Adams Central. They hit three of their first four three-pointers. Well, since then, they've missed 11 in a row. So they're 3 of 15 from behind the arc. Kearney Catholic is 4 of 10, so they're shooting 40% from there. And again, turnovers. Adams Central has turned the ball over 5 times. Kearney Catholic only 4. So both teams playing nice defense, but it hasn't really turned into a bunch of steals or whatnot. It's just a pretty strong hand in the face in terms of some shots. Kearney Catholic's been able to get a couple of runouts after some long rebounds, and they've done an okay job at the free throw line as well, where Kearney Catholic is 3 of 6. Adams Central, though, has been perfect from the line. They just haven't gotten there very much. They're 3 of 3 here in the first half, but again, Kearney Catholic has an 18-9 rebounding edge here in the first half, and then when Adams Central kind of cooled down, shooting from behind the arc, Patriots have kind of fallen in love with that, and they've been stuck here at 20 for quite some time. We're going to take a quick break. We'll give you the individual numbers when we come back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
And welcome back here. It's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, where Kearney Catholic has the lead over Adams Central, 25-20 here in the first half. Let's check the numbers. First of all, for the Patriots, they're being led so far by Evan Lindblad. Lindblad with 7 points and 5 rebounds. Connor Nelson with 5 points here at intermission. Dylan Steinkruger has 3 as he stroked in a three-pointer. Garrett Sittner also with a three-pointer. He's got 3 here in the first half, and Cale Pleak hit a couple of free throws, so he's got 2 points at the break. As we mentioned, Adams Central hit 3 of their first 4 shots from behind the arc. Since then, they have missed 11 in a row, so they're now 3 of 15 from behind the arc and did not score at all in that second quarter. And Kearney Catholic right now leads at intermission, 25-20. For the Stars, again, pretty balanced scoring for them. They're being led by Zach Jackson. Jackson has 6 points here at intermission. Brady Holtmeyer has 5 points and 4 rebounds. Cam Moore off the bench has got 4 points, 3 rebounds. Tyler Mestel with 3 points, 5 rebounds, and a couple of assists. John Masker has 3 points and a rebound. Harrison Pierce with 2 points. Nathan Williams with 2 points as well. Kearney Catholic unofficially from the field, 9 of 27, so they're shooting 33% overall. From three-point range, they're 4 of 10, so they're shooting 40% there, and they're shooting 50% from the free throw line. They're 3 of 6, but again, they have the rebounding edge here, 18 to 9 over Adams Central, and a huge edge for the Stars in terms of rebounding. And when Adams Central kind of cooled down a little bit, the Patriots kept shooting from the perimeter. And when those shots aren't falling, the Stars have been able to get some rebounds, a couple of runouts, and they currently are on a 14-0 run here that started at the beginning of the second quarter, and they lead it by a score of 25-20 here at intermission. Again, this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll be back with more of it when we come back right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here. We're at Cope Coliseum on the campus of Kearney Catholic High School as the Stars right now on a pretty good run as they've been able to build a 25-20 lead. Don't forget that coming up next Friday, we'll have a slew of district girls basketball games for you as Central City will be taking on Kearney Catholic as they're going to play that over at Hastings College. And we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN Radio. We'll have some Class D1 basketball as we've got that matchup coming up on Classic Hits 98.9 FM on Friday night. Axtell, who won right here on ESPN last night, will be taking on. I'm getting it forwarded here. My computer, if it was a little faster, that would have been seamless, but it slowed down on me a little bit. Blue Hill, I drew a blank. Blue Hill taking on Axtell right on our sister station, 98.9 Classic Hits, KKPR. As we mentioned, Kearney Catholic Central City on ESPN and on KHAS Radio, St. Cecilia will be taking on Centura, and the Lady Blue Hawks certainly would be a favorite in that one, but they are one win away from guaranteeing a spot, and we'll have that game for you on KHAS Radio. That'll be next Friday on KHAS as well. So don't forget, we'll also be covering boys district basketball. Don't know Adams Central's matchup just yet because they have not drawn those brackets. They'll be in the B5. Most assuredly, win or lose here tonight, they would still be the number one seed. Again, that's very unofficial. I haven't really perused that, but they're number four in the state are the Patriots in terms of wild card points. I can't imagine that they would fall down low enough that they would be below Aurora, but they'll have a first-round bye. They won't have one of those play-in games, that's for sure, as that will be getting underway next week, and we'll be following the Patriots throughout the course of that, and we'll also have coverage of Kearney Catholic as they'll be taking on Cozad on Friday over in Lexington. Once again, our halftime score, Kearney Catholic 25, Adams Central 20. We'll take one last break. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Welcome back. Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report wrapping up. Kearney Catholic has first possession of the ball game, and immediately a little drive. Dish inside to Tyler Mestel. And Mestel will score, and the Stars now have a 27-20 lead. This is their largest lead. In transition, Boland will stop the Schneid here as he's able to pull up for the quick little jumper on the left wing. And now Kearney Catholic, long outlet passer Masker, has the shot blocked by Lindblad. Rebounded by Boland. Here come the Patriots in transition. They'll give it back to Lindblad. Little runner left side, going to be fouled. Kind of got high-fived after he let go of the ball, so he's in on the hand after the ball was out of it, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Good job attacking. Both these two teams running right at each other. Lindblad on one end of the court, got the block, pulled down the rebound, long outlet pass, and got the ball back on the other end. And now he'll shoot two after the foul called on Jackson, and Lindblad's first free throw is up and in. So Evan Lindblad at the free throw line, making the first. He now has 8 points in the ball game, and his second free throw makes it now 9 in the game for him. So 4 straight points here for Adams Central after the Stars built a 27-20 lead. We still have over 7 minutes to go here in quarter number 3. And Mestel wants to set a little screen, but now he'll get the ball back after the ball was thrown in the corner. He'll give it out to Harrison Pierce. Gives it to Mestel. Mestel gives it to Masker. Masker faked the pass over to Jackson on the right side. Gets it off a screen here for Pierce. Pierce penetration kicks out for Mestel. And Mestel hits a three. Tyler Mestel strokes in the three-pointer. Kearney Catholic now 5 of 11 from behind the arc. So they're shooting about 45% out there. Driving here is going to be Boland. And Boland with a little jumper. It's going to go up and in. So nice little run there by Boland. And now the lob pass right side for Masker in the offensive end. Gives it back out to Mestel. He'll fire a three in transition. Hits the iron. Going to be no good. And we got foul on the rebound. Holtmeyer came down with it. The officials are getting together and saying, what did you come up with it? And the foul is going to be on Mestel. Oh, on the other number 10, they're going to get it to Sittner. The officials got together and huddled up what they saw. And it's going to be on Sittner. And now they're going to give an explanation over here to Zach Foster on what they found. And that's the reason for the delay. Ball inbound, and it's going to be intercepted by Nelson. So Kearney Catholic just gave the ball away. On the run here is Nelson. A little jump stop, no good. Offensive rebound by Sittner. Sittner can't get the shot to fall, but he will get another opportunity here as he was hit on the arm putting up the shot. And that'll be on Holtmeyer. That'll be his second foul. Stars, I mean, that was one of those, it was kind of a 50-50 deal on that. They were both jockeying for position on the rebound. And Sittner was called for the foul. But then Kearney Catholic turned it over right away. If they got a break, they gave that break back away. Sittner's first free throw is no good. His second one here is good as it rolls around, and it's now 27-30. Stars up by 3. And they'll get the ball out for Jackson. Allows Adams Central to pressure the ball a little bit. They give it to Masker in the offensive end. Masker dribbles around Nelson. And we'll give it between the circles here for Pierce. Pierce has a screen set by Holtmeyer. Pierce had the ball knocked down. Gives it now to Jackson. Jackson over there for Pierce. He looks to the inside. Now he's going to skip it out for Masker. Masker dribbles around Lindblad. On the baseline, kicks out for Mestel. Mestel now will give it back to Masker. Around the perimeter we go. Pierce has it now on the right wing. Hand in his face there by Wormstead. A cut in underneath for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is going to shoot over the top of the defense by Sittner, and Holtmeyer hits the bucket. That wasn't easy, but Holtmeyer got a good enough look. Boland around the perimeter, gives it left side for Sittner. Sittner gives it right back out here for Boland. And Boland will give it off in the corner over there for Wormstead. 5:15 to go, third quarter, 32-27. 5-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Patriots with the ball. Sittner will spin move in the lane. Up, good. Nice move there by Sittner. And Garrett Sittner with a nice little floater now has 6 in the game. Jackson has it in the offensive end as they handle the press. They'll kick it off here left side for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's 3 is no good. And rebounded by the Patriots. So the Pats rebound the ball there as Sittner now will bring it up in the offensive end after the junior pulled down the rebound a little bit ago. He's working against Jackson, pulls up to the free throw line, is open there. His shot won't fall, though. Long rebound going to be tipped out to him. Now he'll drive, put it up on that left wing. Nice pass over there for Sittner, and Sittner will get the bucket. So Sittner with the bucket, and it's a one-point ball game. Left side, Harrison Pierce has it behind the arc, back inside for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer hit on the arm, gets a bucket and foul, and Sittner, wrong place, wrong time, didn't move his feet, didn't move his arms, but he didn't have good enough position as he was too far underneath the basket. And so even though it was just a little bit of a touch foul, he's going to be called for the foul, and Holtmeyer now has a chance for the three-point play. He hit the shot, and a tough call on Sittner, but I think it's accurate. And Holtmeyer now will have the and one. His free throw is good. So now Holtmeyer has 10 in the game and a four-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Quickly, Sittner, long outlet pass. He'll do a little V-cut with the ball. Little spin move, puts it off glass, and now he'll head to the line. And again, both these teams just want to attack. I mean, they go right at you. If you show any cracks in your defense, they're going to exploit them. The foul is going to be on Mestel, and so Sittner at the free throw line. Check that, they gave it to Jackson. My apologies, they gave it to Zach Jackson. That'll be his second. And now Sittner at the line to shoot two. He missed the first one, and his second one is good. So he makes one out of two, and it's now 35-32. And Bryce James will bring in the offensive end. He'll give it now left side for Jackson. Over for Nathan Williams, who checked in. Cam Moore also in the game. He's got the ball now top of the circle. He'll dribble to that right side. Picked up there on the baseline by Sittner. Kicking it out here for Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer with a deuce. That's up and in. Brady Holtmeyer now with a dozen. And the Stars push that lead back out to five. Dribbling to Sittner. Kicking it out to Lindblad. Lindblad, extra pass inside. Now Goldenstein's going to wrap it around. It's going to go out of bounds. Maybe one pass too many there for Adams Central. As David Boland, trying to save it, running down that sideline, has a chance to introduce himself to some of the Kearney Catholic student body. Little screen set there by James. Off of it is going to come Jackson. He'll give it. Now they'll work it back around top of the circle. Left wing off the screen is Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer spins, shot blocked, but it's going off the hands and then saved into the hands of James. James will try a three. Can't get the shot to fall. Pass inside for Williams. He'll dish it out for Bryce James, who kicks it now to Jackson. Jackson gives it inside for Holtmeyer. Nice backdoor cut. Shot by Williams is no good, but a foul here on the Patriots. Good ball movement there for Kearney Catholic, and actually great defense for the Patriots, as it took a long time and a lot of near misses in terms of turnovers for Adams Central to finally give up a halfway decent shot, and Williams now will go line and shoot two after Sittner is called for his third foul. Williams makes the first of two free throws. That was a great pass by Holtmeyer. So he makes the first one. Stars now with a 38-32 lead with 3:09 to go. We're in the third quarter, and the second free throw rolls around and is no good. Patriots pull down the rebound. That was Pleak who got it, and Cale Pleak will give it up ahead here for Boland. Boland in the offensive end, gives it to Wormstad. Top of the circle, back out for Pleak. Pleak gives it inside for Lindblad. Lindblad has a shot blocked by Mestel. Mestel lobs it up ahead here for Jackson. Jackson with the dribble, with the drive, gets the bucket to fall. They're going to wave it off and say the foul came before the shot. So the foul is going to be on Wormstad. That'll be his third. And it will take a bucket off the board. That was a great drive to the rack. Moore's going to inbound it. Gives it for Jackson. He'll shoot a three. It's going to be no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And I think it was Kearney Catholic that went over the back. No, they're just going to say that on the baseline, the rebounder had been out of bounds, so it will be Adams Central ball on a team rebound. Boland gives it off here on the left side for Pleak. Pleak lobs it inside for Lindblad. Lindblad shot no good, but he's fouled. Nice little pick and roll. Beautiful little pick and roll. And it's going to turn into a free throw opportunity here for Lindblad, who's been pretty good at the line. The foul is going to be on Mestel. That'll be his second. So Lynn Blad shooting a couple of free throws. And the first one here is no good. Adams Central now 7 of 10 from the free throw line. And we got a timeout for the Patriots. 2.5 minutes to go here, third quarter. 38-32. A 6-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Adams Central calls the timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. We're back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here, the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Well, neither team can really be too content with those three-pointers. I mean, if they're hitting, keep firing them, but both teams have to attack the basket and then have that inside and then kick it back out game. And whoever does that better, as well as continue to improve their rebound, will probably win tonight's game. That is our Seeds of Success, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, agronomy information, and get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds of Success for better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. And the man that just made a free throw would be a key element of that inside-out game here for Adams Central. That's Evan Lindblad. And Lindblad is able to step through. The ball was tipped to him. So Kearney Catholic turns the ball over, and the Patriots get the ball back here. After Lindblad made one of two free throws, it's now 38-33. 5-point lead for Kearney Catholic, but the Patriots have the basketball. Steinkruger used up his dribble. Now we'll give it off on the right side here for Bolin. Bolin back around the perimeter. Top of the circle with it now is going to be Pleak. And they'll get it inside for Lindblad. Lindblad will post up, take it off glass, and score. Kearney Catholic does not really have any answer for Evan Lindblad, as he's got a dozen points in the ball game. And again, he does nice things with the ball. Even if he doesn't score, he oftentimes can kick it out to a pretty good shooter here for the Patriots. Ball being on the baseline. They'll kick it out with Kearney Catholic. Three-pointer is going to be no good. And another rebound pulled down by Masker. Now work it around the perimeter. Ball's going to be tipped. Mestel picks it up near midcourt. Gives it now to Masker on that left side. Over for Pierce. Harrison Pierce can't shoot a three-pointer. In fact, his entry pass is knocked loose. Masker's able to track it down. Good hands there by Pleak. And now Holtmeyer has it on the right side. Off of a screen, top of the circle. Masker gives it over for Mestel. Pierce wants it to the inside, but does not have a size advantage. Mestel will give it off now to Pierce. Entry pass intercepted by Steinkruger. Or intercepted by Bolin, rather. And then Kearney Catholic gets the ball right back. So we swap turnovers. Stars have the ball back. Holtmeyer has it. Backdoor cut, but they can't find the cutter, so they'll give it out to Masker, top of the circle. Masker falling down, took an extra step. Yeah, he just couldn't find somebody to pass to, as, again, the Patriots defensively stepped into a couple passing lanes there, and Masker started losing his balance as he was going to kick the ball back out, but that would have been intercepted by Bolin. So ball going to be inbounded here for the Patriots. And we'll work the ball back around between the circles here. With it is Bolin. Bolin gives it on the left side for Lindblad. Lindblad kicks it out on that right side. Three-pointer going to be no good there for Wormstead. Rebounded by the Stars, and they'll throw it up ahead, and they can't quite make the connection with Holtmeyer, so Kearney Catholic will turn it over. So in the ball is now in the hands of David Bolin. And Bolin will bring in the offensive end. They'll milk the clock here now with 20 seconds to go. 38-35. And the Patriots down by three will take some air out of the ball here. 13 seconds left as they give it off on that left side for Sittner. Sittner picked up there by Moore. Lob pass inside for Lindblad. Mestel going for the ball, commits his third foul. That's his third foul. Fifth is the team now on Kearney Catholic. And Nathan Williams is going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. In for Adams Central is going to be Cale Pleak with 4.7 to go. They're going to take Mestel out, give him a little bit of a breather here. No sense giving up a cheapy foul here with only 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Inbounded on the baseline is Bolin. Bolin gives it off left side, open for three. Sittner, and Sittner hits the three. Sittner drains the three-pointer to tie it. Ball inbounded. And from the top of the key, a long throw here for Moore, and that will do it for three quarters of basketball, and we're all deadlocked at 38. Adams Central with a three-pointer essentially at the buzzer. We'll start all even when we start the fourth quarter here from Kearney Catholic right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Well, we're tied at 38 as we start the fourth quarter. And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And it will be Patriot basketball to start quarter number four. And they'll inbound the basketball in the hands here of David Bolin. Bolin gives off on the right side for Wormstead. Back out for Bolin. Bolin dribbles on that left side. Gives it top of the circle here for Wormstead. Wormstead's going to drive. Nice little jump stop, but staying with him is James, and he'll outlet the pass back out to Wormstead, and we'll reset the half-court offense here. Man-to-man goes Kearney Catholic. Entry pass inside for Lindblad. Right back out here for Wormstead. Back inside for Lindblad. Lindblad, turnaround jumper, good. Evan Lindblad going up strong. Now has 14 in the game, and Adams Central has the lead for the first time since midway through the second quarter. They lead it 40-30. Pressure on the ball. Right now, Williams has it. Gives it on the baseline for James. Cuts through. They'll give it off to Masker on that right side. Top of the circle, Holtmeyer has it. He's working against the taller Lindblad, and he'll take it off glass. Be short, and the rebound going to be taken out by the Patriots. Snagging the bound there is going to be Nelson after the missed shot there. And an extra step for the Patriots as they get ready to shoot a three on that far side. Now be an unforced error. Kind of a tennis term, but appropriate here as the Patriots turn it over. And we got a timeout here for Zach Foster and the Patriots. 6:56 to go here in the third quarter. They asked for the timeout. It's going to be a 30. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth for Kearney Catholic. Matt Masker still in that walking boot after the ligaments pulled on that ankle, and he's probably done for the year. And that will be our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting it back in the game of life, two locations in Kearney. And it will be Star basketball. They inbound it, face a little pressure. They give it to Jackson in the offensive end. Nice job there by James handling the pressure. Gives it now to Holtmeyer on that left side. Holtmeyer has a hand in his face there by Evan Lindblad. Dribbles to the right elbow, gives it to Jackson. Jackson's going to drive, take it off glass. Shot won't fall, but he's been fouled. So Zach Jackson, as they kind of, they bring Holtmeyer out as much as anything to bring Evan Lindblad out of the lane there because he's been such a strong force at 6'6". That you bring him out top of the key, and you get Jackson on that right side, gives him a chance to drive, and he hits the first of two free throws after the foul called on David Bolin. So Jackson makes one of two so far, his second free throw forthcoming here. If he makes it, we'll be tied at 40, and it hits the back of the iron and is no good. And the rebound going to be tracked down there by Connor Nelson. Nelson had it, and then the ball is knocked out of bounds. But it was last touched by Kearney Catholic as it was knocked loose by Jackson over there. And checking in is going to be Sittner. Sittner back in the game. He's got a dozen points. Evan Lindblad has 14. They're the ones doing most of the heavy lifting in terms of scoring here for the Patriots. For Kearney Catholic, Brady Holtmeyer has a dozen. He's the only player in double figures for Kearney Catholic. And we're going to have a foul on the inbounds. It's going to be called on Bryce James. And for James, that'll be his third. And that is now six against Kearney Catholic. So neither team is in the bonus just yet. Ball inbounded here for Sittner down that sideline. He gets it back. Dribbles down that sideline. He'll be trapped there momentarily, but able to get it out here for Bolin. Bolin throws it in the corner. Now driving is Nelson on the baseline. His jumper is a little bit too strong and rebounded by Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound, and here comes Kearney Catholic. In a hurry here is going to be Bryce James. James in the lane, kicks out now for Williams. Williams penetrates, gives it out to Masker, who's wide open for three. The three's a little bit too strong, and the rebound out to the Patriots. Snag of the bound is Sittner. Long outlet pass up ahead here for Nelson. Nelson, little penetration, gives it back out to Lindblad. Great hands there by Lindblad as it was nearly stolen by Jackson. Back inside for Lindblad. Lindblad about 15 feet away, little bunny hook. No good, and rebounded by Williams. Williams will give it off here for James. James snaps it up ahead to Jackson. Jackson will get a screen, but doesn't use it. Gives it between the circles. Now Holtmeyer has it on the right side. Lindblad will come out on him, and he'll hand the ball off eventually to James. He'll take it in the lane. Lindblad with a little help. Doesn't get the block, but he does get the rebound after the miss. Nice run out there. Good opportunity there for Kearney Catholic, but I think Lindblad may have altered the shot, even though he didn't get the block. So great help defense there by Lindblad. Patriots lead it 40-39, 5:12 to go here, fourth quarter. With the ball is going to be Wormstead. He's picked up there by Jackson. Jackson backing out, gives it between the circles here for Bolin. Bolin, left side for Sittner. Sittner has everybody cycle through. Stars going man-to-man. Top of the circle and directing traffic is going to be Wormstead. Still has his dribble. Gets it inside for Lindblad. Lindblad outside the lane has his pass knocked around. Back into Lindblad as Williams almost stole it and then lost control of it. Sittner had it around. Kick it out here for Wormstead. Wormstead's going to rattle in a three. Kyler Wormstead strokes in the three-pointer. And it's now a four-point Patriot lead. Up ahead is Masker. Kicking over for Williams. He's well behind the arc. But staying right with him is going to be Wormstead. They get it inside for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer shoots and scores, and now a timeout for Kearney Catholic. Holtmeyer, a little up and under move, able to step underneath Evan Lindblad, lay it off the glass and in, and it's now 43-41 with 4:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It'll be Patriot ball up by two, and we come back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Let's give you a mini little game reset here right now. 43-41. Adams Central with the lead. Each team has at least a couple of timeouts left. And neither team is in the bonus. But another foul by Kearney Catholic will give Adams Central a 1-1. Ball inbounded here for Bolin. As Bolin will bring in the offense here. Nobody shuts him off. He drives the lane. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Takes it off glass. They're waving off the bucket. They're going to say that he was pushed before the shot. He got an offensive rebound. Was able to shoot it as he was falling down and put it up. But they're going to say the reason he was falling down is because he was pushed when he landed. So, that being the case, Bolin will not shoot two. It will be a 1-1 here as the foul was called on Cam Moore. Well, he wouldn't have been shooting two. He hit the bucket, so it would have been an and one. He makes the first one to make it now 43-41 and earn the second free throw. So that took a bucket off the board. Both teams have had a bucket taken off the board because of an early foul call, and I think the officials got both of them right. Second free throw is up and in for Bolin. And Bolin now in the game. Those are his first 2 points. So passing side for Mestel. Mestel, a little body contact, but he puts up the shot. Not enough to call a foul there. Nice entry pass inside from Moore to Mestel. And Mestel, good body control to hit that shot. Nelson shut off, gives it between the circles. Now gives it to Bolin. Bolin working against James here. 3:44 to go. He's shut off, so he'll flip it out to Nelson. Nelson in the lane. Jump stop to Lindblad. Lindblad, he's going to kick it out. Bolin, he's going to fire a three. That's going to be a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound for Lindblad. And around the perimeter we go with the Patriots. Lindblad with a strong rebound there. And he now has 7 rebounds. Little runner in the lane. Shot going to be no good. And rebound tipped into the hands of Pierce. And Pierce will bring in the offensive end. He'll give it to Mestel on the right side. 43-45, down by 2 of the Stars. On the baseline is Cam Moore, nice little drive, jump stop, creates his own space and hits the bucket. We are tied at 45. And just a solid heads-up basketball play there for Cam Moore. Off of a screen set by Lindblad, Wormstad's going to drive, and he's going to lay it up and in. Lindblad, or Wormstad rather, lost it on the way up, but he was able to stay in the air long enough that it wasn't a double dribble or a walk. Was able to control it, grab it again, and make it off glass. Good hands there by Wormstead. Now in the corner, Jackson's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Jack Jackson drains the three-pointer, and the Stars take a 48-47 lead. So around the perimeter we go. Between the top of the circle here, Nelson. Nelson working against James. Takes the top of the key. He's going to drive. Going to stop. Kicks it in the corner. Open there is Sittner. Sittner will dribble to a more open area. A little bit shorter jumper. No good. And the blue jerseys all fall down over there. So off of the miss, it hit the side of the iron. And Cam Moore is just going to let the ball go out of bounds. So Stars will inbound it, leading it 48-47. 2:11 to go. Both teams making some substitutions. For the Patriots out there right now is going to be Wormstead, Bolin, Sittner, Lindblad, and Luke Goldenstein. Jackson will bring it up ahead with Masker and James up there. Holtmeyer and Williams for Kearney Catholic. Williams has it, works around left side for Masker. Everybody cycles through here, and he'll hand the ball back out for James. James in the lane, kicks out for Williams. Williams thought about the three, but he'll kick it out, and James will shoot the three. That's no good. Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound. Holtmeyer's going to kick it out. Three-pointer. Nope, they give it up, giving that right side for Williams. He's going to shoot the three. It's no good. In the corner, pulling down the rebound for Kearney Catholic is going to be Jackson, and Kearney Catholic will call the timeout. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Minute 39 to go in the ballgame. Stars lead at 48-47 over Adams Central. They will inbound the ball. We come back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, as we do have a good one brewing here. Kearney Catholic with a 48-47 lead over Adams Central. We've got 99 seconds to go in the ball game. Both teams now have 2 timeouts left. And, in fact, both teams have 2 full timeouts left to go in the ball game. Adams Central is in the 1-1. The Patriots do have one more foul to give before they'll put the Stars to the free throw line. At the Stars lead it, as I mentioned, by 1. Ball inbounded for Cam Moore. Back out to Holtmeyer, who inbounded it. Man-to-man go the Patriots. Jackson has it, gives it right side for Cam Moore. On that right side, gives it to Mestel now between the circles. Over for Jackson. Jackson being pressured there by Wormstead, gives it out to Cam Moore. And they pressured them there on that right side. Moore in trouble, and I think he stepped on the baseline. Yes, he did. Great defense by Adams Central to force the turnover. Back in for the Patriots, going to be Connor Nelson. So Nelson checks in. Bolin and Sittner will bring the ball in the offensive end. And Lindblad will start posting up down low. Nelson has it on that left side. He'll drive. Stop at the arc. Lobs it inside. Ball's going to be knocked loose. Cam Moore comes up with it. Mestel made the play there. And now with the basketball is going to be James. And James is going to be fouled with a minute four to go. Adams Central calls the turnover. And Tyler Mestel, 5'11", jumping up high to knock down the ball intended for 6'6", Evan Lindblad. Patriots turn it over. But they are still in pretty good shape here, down by only one, and they'll pressure the ball. Cam Moore has it. Moore throws it up ahead. Ball's going to be deflected. It's going to be a turnover. Adams Central forces that turnover, and the ball deflected, but picking up the loose ball is going to be Bolin. Bolin's going to slow it down, working against now Holtmeyer. Stops at the free throw line and hits the jumper. David Bolin hits the J right from the corner of the free throw line, and it's a one-point ball game again, but this time the Patriots have the lead. 38 seconds to go. Pass left side for James. James has it, directing traffic as Boland is on him. James on the dribble, gives it top of the circle here for Jackson. Jackson gives it right side, now left wing here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer spins in the lane, and we're going to have a reaching foul called here, and so it's going to be Holtmeyer going to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. Holtmeyer averages a little bit over 11 points per ball game. He's a 59% free throw shooter. And the foul here is going to be on Sittner. That is going to be his fourth. And we've got a timeout being taken here by the Patriots to allow Holtmeyer the opportunity to think about it. With 22.8 to go in the ballgame, it's Adams Central 49, Kearney Catholic 48. Holtmeyer at the line for a 1-1 for the Stars. And we come back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth right after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. The Patriots have one timeout left. Kearney Catholic has two. Both teams right now are in the bonus, and the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic, but the scoreboard is pointing to the Patriots. And a little bit of pressure being put on the sophomore, Brady Holtmeyer, as he's at the line for the front end of a 1-1. And he hits it, and we are tied at 49 with 22.8 to go. Lindblad and Goldenstein back deep on the low side here for the Patriots, but there's no rebound there as the free throw is made by Holtmeyer. He makes both of them, and the Stars now have a 50-49 lead. And now the Stars will call the timeout with 22.8 to go. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. 50-49, Stars with the lead. Patriots inbound it with about 23 seconds to go. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 22.8 to go in the ball game, and if I'm Adams Central, I find a way to get Evan Lindblad a nice touchdown low. And if I'm Kearney Catholic, that is exactly what I do not want to have happen, as I would pressure the ball all the way up and down the court, see if you can get that steal. And if you commit a foul, well, do it early enough that you'll have an offensive possession. Both teams in the 1-1 with 22.8 to go, and able to run the baseline if they want to is going to be Garrett Sittner. Sittner will inbound it. He'll pass the ball in here for Bolin. Bolin in the offensive end, working against James. 16 seconds. Bolin going to drive. Bolin going float. No good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer and a foul by Adams Central. Holtmeyer with a huge rebound. And now Holtmeyer again will go to the free throw line. He hit two free throws a minute ago, and now he'll have two free throws here. The foul's going to be on Bolin. That is going to be his fourth. So Holtmeyer, a crucial one and one. Hit two just about 12 seconds ago. Front end of the one and one is good here. 51-49. 11.8 to go. This one would be huge because then a three-pointer would only tie it. And the free throw is up and in. He makes both of them. Stars call the timeout. They use their final timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 11.8 to go in the game. Four straight free throws, all one and ones by Brady Holtmeyer, have given the Stars a 52-49 lead over the Patriots. We'll be back for the final 11.8 right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 11.8 to go in the ball game. A lot of coaches will say in this situation, what you do is you commit a foul, obviously before a shooting opportunity. When you're up by three in the final stages and you send them to a line for a one-and-one, they got to hit the first one, and then they got to miss the second one just right to get a rebound. So the book says they commit a foul here, not necessarily right away. Ball going to be inbounded here by Sittner. Sittner gets it in for Bolin. Bolin in the offensive end. 3 seconds, 7 seconds left. Bolin's going to fire a three. Back in the iron. No good. Rebounded by Mestel. He's going to dribble around with it. They're going to foul him or not. They don't even get the foul in time. And the Stars hold on to win it. Not a bad look there. And there was time for Adam Central to maybe try a tip or something else, but they never really were able to find Mestel, as Mestel was all by his lonesome pulling down the defensive rebound that sealed the deal. Your final score, Kearney Catholic 52, Adams Central 49. The Star is now 15-9 on the season. The Patriots fall to 19-4. Next up for both these two teams will be district or sub-district action. Kearney Catholic will be in the C-110, and Lexington will play Cozad on Tuesday. Adams Central will find out the first part of next week who they'll play in the B-5 district tournament. Again, a final, Kearney Catholic 52, Adams Central 49. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll talk with both head coaches when we come back here to Cope Coliseum right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. A final, Kearney Catholic, with a bit of a surprise at home, getting past Adams Central. The Patriots came in 19-3 on the season, but the Stars, with the win on their home floor here, they're 15-9 with a 52-49 win over Adams Central. They took the lead by outscoring Adams Central 14-0 in the second quarter. So you tell me how good their defense was in that quarter, as Adams Central, who was red hot from behind the arc, missed 11 three-pointers in that second quarter alone. And they fall here to the Stars, 52-49. Unofficially, some of the numbers we have for you, the rebounding battle tightened a little bit, but Kearney Catholic still out-rebounded Adams Central 27-20 in the ball game. Turnovers, dead even at 11, but the shooting is going to be one of the telling factors in the game. Kearney Catholic was 18 of 47 overall. Adams Central was 17 of 46. Three-point shooting, well, Adams Central, who was hot early, finished 5 of 20 in the game. So, again, they were 3 out of their first 4. So they went 2 for their next 16 shots. And Kearney Catholic finished 6 of 20 in the game. From the free throw line, Kearney Catholic was 10 of 15. Adams Central was 10 of 13. And, again, a very tight matchup. The numbers are going to look very, very similar here. But Kearney Catholic wins a tight one by a final of 52-49. Let's check the numbers here for Adams Central, as they were being led tonight by Evan Lindblad. Lindblad with 14 points in the ball game to go with 7 rebounds. Garrett Sittner finished with a dozen and 3 rebounds. Dylan Steinkruger finished with 7 points. Connor Nelson with 5. Kyler Wormstadt with 5. David Bolin finished with 4 in the game. Kyle Peek with 2 points in the game as well. As unofficially, Adams Central shooting 17 of 46. So they shot about 37% from the field, where they were 5 of 20 from behind the arc. So they shot 25% there. Solid from the free throw line, where they were 10 of 13 for 77% from the free throw line. For Kearney Catholic, as we look at their numbers, they had 3 players in double digits. Brady Holtmeyer led the way with 18 in the game to go with 7 rebounds. Tyler Mestel had 10 points, 6 rebounds, and a couple of big plays as they were trying to get the Lindblad late in the game. Forced a turnover there, one of those things that doesn't necessarily show up on the stats, but Mestel finished with 10 points, 6 rebounds. Zach Jackson with 10 points and 3 rebounds. Cam Moore had 6 points, 3 rebounds. John Masker with 3 points and a couple of rebounds. Nathan Williams finished with a 3 and 4 rebounds. And Harrison Pierce, 2 points on the night, as Kearney Catholic does win this one by a final of 52-49. And kind enough to join us to talk about it is Kearney Catholic head coach Scott Carlin. And Coach Carlin had probably a nice little conversation with the team at the end of this game in the locker room. That's a nice win.
Yeah, you know, that was a great team that we played tonight, and we were very fortunate to come out on top. And it was a team win because I think everybody that played did something very positive to help us out.
Well, and there was a lot of little things that we can kind of talk about. But Tyler Mestel finished with 10 points, but huge rebound to end the game at the very end. Okay, mm-hmm. Fine, that's nice and all. But they were trying to get it into Lindblad late, and he forced the turnover there. I mean, that's really what they were trying to do, and then they had to beat you then with their B game because of plays like that Mestel was able to make.
Yeah, you know, Tyler does a great job of getting around the post and forcing tough passes, and we had pretty good on-ball pressure. Lindblad's a tough matchup for us. You know, he's 6'5". He does a nice job around the hoop, and I thought our guys did a great job of making him earn every point and not giving him easy drop-step layups and stuff like that. He had to hit some tough shots.
And we can talk about what Mestel was able to do, but obviously also Brady Holtmeyer, who, you know, again, gives up some space on the offensive end, still scored 18 points offensively, and also, you know, was able to slow him down a little bit, as you said, with that not allowing Lindblad to just dunk it on you all night.
Yeah, you know, we talked about team defense, and I thought that's what we played tonight, especially after that first quarter. They scored 20 against us in the first, I think. And those were open looks they had, and we kind of got away with a few in the second. But I think sometimes when you talk more and you play a little better, now all of a sudden those open looks don't look quite as open because you're rushing your shot just a bit. And I thought our guys did a tremendous job of making it tough on them to get the ball in, so they had to throw more lobs. And then when we let our guys play off, now all of a sudden he's not knowing where to go because we have help side that's coming in from different spots and just kind of made him guess at times.
Kind of a two-point question, but it's asking the same thing. What did you do different in that second quarter? Was there an adjustment that you guys did? Because 20 points they scored in the first quarter, Zippo not up Bupkis in the second.
I thought we did a better job of knowing where guys wanted to shoot from and forcing some tougher ones because of our talk. I thought our talk and communication was a lot better overall in the second quarter. And then we talked about where guys like to shoot the ball. You know, some of their guys have great set shots. You know, if they can have time to set their feet and stuff, they're great. If we make them put it on the court and hit a pull-up jumper, they're not as good. And I thought our guys did a great job of executing that.
In that first quarter, when they hit 3 of their first 4 three-pointers, are you thinking to yourself like, oh, my gosh, here we go?
Well, A little bit, but then I was kind of disappointed because they were open looks on two of the four, I felt like, or, you know, we didn't have a great contest on it. So I just kind of figured, hey, if we're going to contest and stuff, we'll be in a lot better shape. And that's what we were able to do.
And this is, you've already been seeded for the district tournament. Mm-hmm. So in one regard, it doesn't really matter a whole lot, but it does matter. Tell me why it does matter winning this game before you head into sub-district play.
I think if you look at the teams that have beat us, they've had, other than maybe Ord, who's lost to the other teams that have beat us, they have about a combined two losses to someone other than each other. And I think this gives us the confidence that, hey, we can play with the top teams in the state. And that's exactly what we wanted to do today before going into districts and or sub-districts and districts, hopefully, to say we're just as good as anybody else in this state.
And it's going to be a tough task because you got Cozad right away. And Cozad's a pretty good basketball team. If you win that, more than likely, it's going to be Gothenburg. So tell me a little bit about what you know from your sub-district opponents.
It's going to be two tough games to get through for anybody because Minden's beat, I know, Cozad for sure at once, and I think they played Gothenburg very close. That's kind of that old Southwest Conference type feel. So you're going to have teams that are very well coached, very disciplined, and probably bigger than us by everybody because that seems to be a common theme. But, in Cozad, you're going to have incredible athlete in Connor Young, and then Witovic's a great set shooter as well and stuff like that. And then I got a couple of 6'4", 6'5 guys. Gothenburg's got two 6'7 kids. But we just scream, yes, that's a great matchup for us with 5-7. And then Minden's as streaky as a team as anybody. I mean, I think a game like their St. Cecilia game exemplifies that. They play them as tough as anybody for the first half, had them down, I believe. And so if they get hot, they're every bit as good as anybody else. So there's not an easy game in our sub, and we know that, and our guys are looking forward to the opportunity, though.
Well, a nice win tonight. Congratulations, Scott. Appreciate it. You know, being a former Patriot here, there's some connections there.
It did add a
there.
Little bit to the excitement.
I did notice your dad was sitting behind your bench, but he was sitting on an Adams Central seat cushion.
Yeah, so. I think sometimes he's got to make sure he keeps his job there, not having too much stuff, but he knows that he was cheering for me.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Randy.
Scott Carlin, head boys basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic. And, again, the Stars win at 52-49. Patriots, as we mentioned, don't know who their district opponent is going to be just yet because they haven't drawn for those in Class B. But they do fall here by a final of 52-49. And their record heading into district play now will be 19-4 on the season. We're going to take a quick break. Hopefully have a chance to talk with Zach Foster as he's still in the locker room talking to his team at the end of this game. And, again, there's probably some messages that you want to send before you head into district play. So we'll give you an idea of what we're going to be doing for girls' district championship games on our network of stations. And we'll hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach Foster when we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We'll take a quick break. Hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach Foster when we come back right after this timeout.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. A final in this one of Kearney Catholic 52, Adams Central 49. And kind enough to join us to talk about it is Zach Foster, Patriots head coach. And, Coach, it looked like in the early stage of this game, you guys shooting so red hot, looked like you're going to run away with it. But you couldn't have been any colder in that second quarter.
Yeah, the second quarter, really, to look back on it, was a difference in the game. And we told our kids that we thought we got pretty much the same shots we got in the first quarter. We didn't make them. They didn't go in. Kearney Catholic made a couple shots there. But was it 14-0 second quarter? Is that
yeah, 14-0 was it. Yeah, you guys didn't score, and they outscored
you.
Right.
I mean, if you look back on it, you play a good team. I mean, Kearney Catholic's a very good team. You play somebody like that, and you don't score in a quarter, it's going to be hard to win. And I was proud of our kids for fighting and competing. You know, hit a big shot at the end of the third, tie it up going to the fourth. I thought we did a lot of things well. It's hard to overcome something like that.
Yeah, and again, you got that momentum back in the third quarter, that big three-pointer that ended the quarter. And I know a couple times you were trying to work the ball into to Evan because you had that size advantage. You still finished with 14 in the game. But a couple times that happened, they were able to knock the ball away from him and force a turnover.
Yeah, we made a couple plays that we'd probably like to have back down the stretch, trying to get Evan the ball. And because, again, everybody in the gym knew that's what we were trying to do. You could see that. That's where our advantage was. Our good offense came out of that, I thought. And unfortunately, we made a couple poor decisions, probably on entry passes, and it's just the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, and again, had a fairly good look at the three-pointer late in the game. Was that the design play, or was that just what kind of presented itself?
Both. I mean, we said that we wanted our guys to set flares for Kyler and Garrett on the outside, have Dave with the ball in the middle, and I said if Dave feels he has it, we're going to give him the ball there. He's our best player, best shooter from the outside, and if he didn't think he had it, then he'd have flares going off the outside, and so... you know, we got a good look. We talked about it, that all you can ask for in those situations is you get a chance. And I thought, you know, the play before, he had a good look. And the last play, he had a pretty good look. And so, you know, you live with the outcome.
Talking with Zach Foster, head coach for the Adams Central Patriots. Stars win tonight 52-49. Honestly, I didn't anticipate that you guys would get out-rebounded by Kearney Catholic, but I had them winning the rebounding battle.
Yeah, I told the guys after the game, I thought that was a difference. I thought they had 14 offensive rebounds by our stats. I thought that was big. You know, it seemed like they got multiple chances where the guys in white just wanted the ball more and were going after it, flying around and doing what Kearney Catholic does. So that was definitely a big part of the game, was them on the offensive glass.
Conference tournament, you guys win by 19. Did that work against you a little bit? I mean, kids are kids. I mean, it's just natural to maybe come in a little bit overconfident.
I don't know. I mean, I thought our first quarter was great.
I thought we played very well.
I thought really the difference in the game, if somebody wants to find one thing, is Coach Carlin did a very, very good job of adjusting. I told our kids it was a compliment that they pressured us in the conference game. And quite frankly, we didn't think they could pressure us, and we really kind of had our way with them. We drove it, we pitched it, we shot it, we did anything we wanted in the conference game. And tonight they changed their game plan, which was very, very smart. I thought he did a great job where they gap-manned us. They said that we were not going to be able to get to the paint by the dribble. And they, you know, they really changed their approach. They didn't press us. They really backed off. And that was smart. And so I thought, you know, give credit to Coach Carlin because he did a great job of adjusting after that first game. To me, that was the biggest difference. We score 70 when they pressure us. We score 49 when they don't. And I think, you know, hats off to him. He made a great move.
The silver lining I'd look at this is your team now might be a little angry heading into district play and focused. Maybe focused is the right word we ought to use there. Do you have a sense of, again, the brackets haven't been drawn yet. You guys came in number 4 in the state in terms of wild card points coming into the game. Do you have a sense of who that matchup might be, when and where?
No, I have no idea, because it's not until the A districts are released, because the A districts are hosting home sites now.
Right.
So that's why it hasn't been posted yet where it's at. I think we'll play either Hastings High or Lexington. I think that'll be the 4-5 game. And so as the 1 seed, we'll play the winner of the 4-5. It's probably, you know, if we play Hastings High, that'll be crazy.
Yeah, it'll be a full gym.
And then, you know, we played Lexington. It was a very, very close game the first time. They're very, very physical. And they'll probably play the same defense Kearney Catholic played. And so we'll have to play better than tonight.
Yeah. Well, and again, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right?
So yep, absolutely.
Good chance to kind of circle the wagons here a little bit.
Yep.
Hey, Zach, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head boys basketball coach here for the Adams Central Patriots, as the Stars now pick up the win. They're now 15-9 on the season. Adams Central, 19-3-4. They'll still be the number 1 seed, we're sure. On the B5 district tournament. When and where, still to be determined. But again, most likely, as Coach Foster said, playing either Lexington or Hastings. And again, that'd be a fun semifinal in your district if you get to play your crosstown rival. Don't forget that we do have the girls' districts all set up for you. Coming up on Friday, St. Cecilia will be taking on Centura. That game will be on our sister station, KHAS Radio. Right here on ESPN, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Central City, and on KKPR, it'll be Blue Hill and Axtell. All those games will be 7 o'clock on Friday. Once again, our final is 52-49, Kearney Catholic with a win over Adams Central. For our engineer, Jeff Ekstrom, I'm Randy Bushgar. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
A couple are coming in right now.